And now, the UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Oh, they're whinging again over here. They've had a bit of heat. I mean, it gets to 25 degrees. They all stay home. They say it's too hot. The railway lines are going to melt. What's wrong with you, Gilchrist? What is wrong?
We're not whinging. We're not whinging. We're enjoying it. But listen, we just had our warmest ever.
Stop. Now, Australian listeners, just listen to this. He's going to tell us about his warmest ever. This is for Australians, May Day holiday. Temperature,
May
Adam?
Day holiday.
Adam, temperature?
Bearing in mind it's spring.
Temperature?
29 degrees here in North London.
29.
But listen. Even in Scotland, it got to 23 degrees, and in Scotland, I mean, that really is a heat wave. So, as you can imagine, lots of pictures of people on beaches in parks, licking ice creams in paddling pools, and of course, that classic one where they suspended the train service to Brighton, so people queued for hours for the replacement bus service. Now, that's what a bank holiday really means.
That's right, because they think the railway lines are going to melt. And there are headlines, when it gets to 29, there are headlines on the paper, in the papers, crisis, be careful. Oh, you're an amazing man. Just Boris and the Donald and Iran.
Yeah. Boris Johnson is in Washington to discuss the Iran nuclear deal. Basically, Britain, France and Germany are all supporting the deal. This is whereby Iran limits its nuclear ambitions in return, doesn't get the full weight of Western sanctions. Donald Trump argues that it hasn't been working and that we don't need a new one. But Britain, France, Germany and particularly at the moment Boris Johnson in Washington are arguing we do need a new deal, don't scrap the old one. Heaven knows what would happen if we said to Iran, yeah, it's okay, you go ahead and pursue your nuclear ambitions and we'll just watch from afar. Or, worst of all, we'll watch from afar and then bomb the hell out of you.
Yes.
So Donald Trump might take some convincing on this, but Boris Johnson's the man for it. I don't know, Boris Johnson and Donald Trump in Washington. Two loose cannon on the same
deck. Yeah, I love them both. And Donald's going to make a statement about this, I think, at 2 o'clock American time tomorrow. Good on you. Look, go and stand under a cold shower or something, Adam. I'm sorry, 29 degrees. I don't know how you cope. All right, Adam, I hope we'll see you tomorrow if you haven't melted. Adam Gilchrist in London.